All right, next we're going to do the melody of Soul Shine. Let's go back to the beginning. Oh, and this guitar is carrying the melody right in the beginning. I'm going to want to know that. I'm going to want to know the intervals there, because whatever key I bring it to, like, it's one thing to just cop a lick, but like, I can go on the internet, I hope you understand what I mean, and get like the tab, right? The fret numbers for what he's playing. But how am I going to personalize that when I'm going to most likely end up singing this song in a different key? So I want the intervals of this melody, of the melody of the guitar, as well as the intervals of the melody of the vocals. So I printed out my lyric sheet here, and at the top I'm going to write the intro lick, and I hear it goes woo da da, and so I know that the tonic is, bling. And so I hear blue da da dee. So I hear it as 6-1-1-3, and the 6 is below the octave. Let's decide. Yeah, I'm gonna start this as the octave. So 6 is gonna be below. How do I know it's a 6? Because boo. Or if I put that up an octave, and then I count do re mi fa sol la. There's our 6th. And then how did I know it was 1? Because da da is the same as the tonic. And then D, 3, that's do, da, that's obla D, right? So I got 6-1-1-3. And then da da. So da, here comes a bright, that's 4, da. And then star wars, da 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 da. So that's 4-5. Da 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 da, that's 3. And then 2, it's gotta be 2 because do re. So that whole phrase was 6-1-1-3-4-5-3-2-2. There's another do da da da. Although the 2 after, like, it was 6-1-1-2, that was like an embellishment. So I'm just going for like big picture conceptual contour of the melody here. Do you understand what I mean? And I'll embellish as I want to, not as Warren Haynes wants to. You can be a puppet. You can be a musical puppet and play things exactly. Go right ahead. But you're not going to have as much fun as if you conceptualize what's happening and make it personal to you. Maybe this is why the band people like what I do when I go and sing. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite thing in the world to go and play covers. I'd much rather like write my own music and play instrumental originals. But, sorry, excuse me. I feel like if I'm going to play covers, then it should be fun. And I think that's what people respect, is that I make it personal. Let me just digress here for a minute. We went to see a Journey cover band. I brought up Journey again twice in this audio. I don't know why. We went to see a Journey cover band a while back in Corning, New York. And the singer, you know, it's very tough to sing those songs. Steve Perry sings very high. And the singer they had was singing some of those high notes in falsetto. And I thought to myself, it's such a shame. Like, it's not delivering the same punch because the singer can't hit those notes. But the band should have just changed the key. Now, the thing is, with rock musicians, and this is not to be snobby, I'm just telling you like it is. It's not to be like a jazz snob. In jazz, you learn to transpose, and you can transpose songs into lots of different keys. And when you acquire that skill, you now realize you're not locked into singing in the original keys, as you're going to find out. I'll bet you $1 million I can't sing the way Greg Allman is singing it here. So, what was I saying? When you personalize the material, if rock musicians had learned to transpose the keys down a little, that singer for the Journey cover band or any band could have possibly delivered a bit more punch, and the audience wouldn't necessarily notice that the key was changed. You know, you don't. Even someone with perfect pitch doesn't show up and get annoyed that the original song was in B and the band is playing it in, you know, A flat. Like it's not a bad thing. And if the singer can sing it, I used to play in this one band where they would detune their guitar, their bass and their guitar down a half step, and the keyboard guy would just push the little transpose button down a half step. They played everything down a half step because, quote, they couldn't hit the high notes. Now, I don't know what a big difference the half step is going to make, but that's what they did. And then they later found out that I was not detuning, and I was playing all these songs in, you know, instead of C, it would be B. Instead of A, it would be A flat. Instead of G, it would be F sharp. So it was quite challenging for me, and I enjoyed it. And I can't even remember how they figured it out at one point. But that was one of the bands I got fired from. Not for that reason. anyway, I'm totally digressing. But do you see what I mean? Like, what I'm interested in teaching you is the process behind the music. And I think, getting back to my point, I think that's why people like my solo stuff when I'm going to sing in my band away. Not only are we spontaneous, but the songs, they have some kind of a personal quality to me because I understand the underlying sort of musical concepts that are involved, and I can personalize them. So here we go. I'm going to move on. I think I've delivered that message quite clear now. Here we go. So let me back up a little. We had... So... So I hear... B, the flat third, like Greensleeve, da 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 da. So flat, and then flat third to two, do re, flat third to two. I mean flat third to two, and then da. That's one, boo. That's gotta be six, boo, do do dee. So I hear below the octave, I hear six. Flat three, da 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 da. So flat three, da, to major third, do re, oblah, and then one. So that's, it's tough to develop your ear. It's not tough, it just takes discipline. It takes discipline to train your ear the way mine is trained, where I can just hear 6-1-1-3-4-5-3-2. 6-1, flat 3-2-6, and I have to go up an octave, flat 3-2-6, I mean, flat 3-2-1-6, flat 3-3-1, if you see what I mean. And now I'll be able to play, I just wrote that out on the paper, and I'll be able to play that on the guitar in whatever key I decide to sing this in. Let's go to the chord, the actual melody of the tune now. Oh, sorry, I didn't do the second half of the guitar melody. So we left off here, and now I just hear the same motif an octave up. 3-4-5-3-2-2. Let's see if it's different on the second half. So I heard the 6-1-1-2, and then I heard flat 7. How do I hear that? 'Cause there's a place for us. And I heard like a blues riff going down. Wee double dee do do dee. I'm a little murky there. Wee like wee do 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 do. Yeah, so I'm just gonna call it like flat 7. 5-4, flat 3-1, because that's the minor pentatonic descending. If you haven't memorized that yet, you sure should. It's 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7, so he's doing it backwards. All right, so that's the guitar lick. Here we go with the melody.